like a case of court.
Yeah, you know, the Jews control the courts. What is your name, Mr. Mercado?
Yes, Pablo.
Yeah, the Jews can, Pablo. The Jews control the courts. It's just charade they go through. It's facade city, you know, The courts, I've been involved in a number of lawsuits in America.
All right.
Never got a penny. Never got a stop order. Never got nothing.
Right.
I've been involved in about five or six lawsuits, about five cases throughout the year. Never got a penny. Never got any property back. Never got a stop order. Never got nothing. I spent a lot of money, and I had all the documents, and I had all the justice on my side. You mean, it's a joke. The United States is a farce controlled by dirty, hook-nosed, circumcised Jew bastards.
Bob, yeah. I have no other question. Maybe Eugene has a few questions for you.
Yeah. Hi, Eugene. Yeah.
Hi, Bobby.
Well, not
much question. I think you have expressed quite good your side, no? And exposed these people, you know? So,
no, as you say, what's the difference between a good Jew and a bad Jew?
Yeah, what's the difference between a good Jew and a bad Jew? Yeah.
The good Jew fucks you slower.
Yeah. Okay. So, it's okay, buddy. It should be over now, and,
okay.
And, I have good news. I was able to contact. Anyway, maybe you can get in touch with me later. Okay.
Okay. I'll call you home. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And.
Okay. What time? I'll call you. What? About 10 minutes? Half an hour?
Maybe in half an hour. Yeah.
Okay. Did we go out live?
This is live, but everybody here, especially.
Yeah. You know, it's the only way to go, you know, I don't like to be edited, you know?
No, editing here, here is live.
Get a copy of this, okay?
Yeah, I got to let you hear this conversation, this interview, okay? Give me a call after 30 or 1 hour, no?
Oh,
30 minutes, yeah, okay?
Okay,
bye. Thank you, bye.
All right, Kapag po na lang. Mga kaibigan, nakausap po natin si Bobby Fischer. Ngayon po naman, kakausapin natin si Eugene Torre. Kukontinue natin si Eugene. Can you please just a few statements lang, Eugene. Ano? Apparently, galit na galit po si Bobby Fischer sa nangyari sa kanya mga memorabilia.
Very obvious.
Pag-iitapin ko na lang kasi yung microphone, okay?
Pablo, very obvious. Makikita mo talagang galit na galit. Dahil kung isa kang babae, para kang ni-rape eh, yung ganun.
Bakit tinutulungan mo si Bobby ngayon?
Hindi kasi, if you remember, noong 1992, kinuha niya akong official second nung match niya with Boris Paski.
World
Chess Championship match nila noong 92 sa Belgrade and sa Sveti Stefan.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, it was in this match where also the U.S. government charged Bobby of violating the UN sanction against Yugoslavia.
Mm-hmm.
But many people were violating the sanction and they have done nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Fischer, merely by playing there, they isolate on him and charge him with the violating. That's why until now he's still in Europe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He has not gone back to the US because they are persecuting him, you know. So, now precisely because I've been a second of Bobby. I was his official second in 92.
I see.
We're quite close friends, you know.
Ano tingin mo dito sa kaso niya ngayon?
Mahirap nga dahil for missed the amount of $400 or so, in-auction na lahat ng properties niya na, you know, this properties of him, he tried to keep it, you know, because he knows it is memorable and history, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they just sold it, you know, for a few hundreds and thousands. I'm sure those who bought these things are also on his enemy side, you know. And you know, for example, yung baseball na ano ni Mr. Zinian?
Michael Jordan. Baseball?
Oh.
Yung nakahan Mark Maguire.
Oo. yung ball na yun was now worth 3 million.
Oh.
You know, so you could imagine yung ang dami-dami niya mga tinago na very important things, artifacts, at saka mga coins, awards, mga trophies niya.
Mga letters.
Letters, yung mga ano ni Nixon, mga pictures niya.
Oh.
Siya lang ang the only one who has it, in-auction.
Mm-hmm.
So talagang grabe, kaya mapapakinggan mo na masama talaga ang loob. At saka, matagal na kasi siyang mayroong conspiracy against him eh, yung Jewish group nga eh. Kasi, sa World Chess kasi, mayroong pang ano, usually yung mga Jewish Grandmasters, sila Kasparov, mga Jew yan eh.
Mm-hmm.
They dominate yung World Chess.
Mm-hmm.
Except nung dumating si Bobby Fischer noong 1972. Mm-hmm. Kasi yung mga naging World Champions before that, yung mga Russians, basically, they are all Jews then eh.
Mm-hmm.
So they felt very bad when Bobby Fischer defeated them single-handedly, if you remember, in 1972, when eventually he dethroned Boris Spassky as world champion.
Yes.
So they took it very hard, and all the, you know, since they could not beat him over the board, they tried to beat him on other aspects of his life.
Like what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. So, malalim ang labanan dyan. Ang the only injustice there is, while Bobby Fischer tries to fight squarely and fairly, ang ginagawa ng kalaban niya, they are in groups pa, they are unfair, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun ang parang...
Para pinagkakaisal siya.
Tapos unfair pa ang labanan. Mag-isa na nga lang siya, unfair pa ang labanan.
So what's going to happen to World Chess now? May na naman nangyari. Pag may champion, hindi naman sa Ujo, sisiraan naman.
Oo.
What's going to happen to World Chess?
Eh, ganun talaga yan eh. You cannot avoid na nagkakaroon ng mga politiking sa mga rivalry pagka ganyan na nasa top chess. Kasi you know, ang chess kasi ang mga the Jews o yung mga Ujo, they want to dominate chess kasi it is an intellectual game.
Yes.
Because itong mga Jew, they believe that they are the superior race. So, precisely, if you are the superior race, you should be the best in chess because it's an intellectual game. Since Bobby Fischer denied being a Jew, and then he became world champion, that was a big setback sa kanila.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun ang, parang yan ang part of the picture.
Okay, let's talk of what's gonna happen next, you know, after this interview na naman natin si Bobby Fischer. You were saying kanina off the air na magkakaroon pa ata ng press conference somewhere in Manila tomorrow?
Yeah. Magkakaroon. And hopefully, he's hoping na ma-pick up yung itong things that, this injustice that he suffered para ma-expose naman yung mga criminals o kung sino yung mga people na unjustly did this to him.
Yung nagtatao, bakit, why did he choose to air off all of these things sa Pilipinas?
Precisely, because in the Philippines, I think in the Philippines, we are less influenced by the Jews. We are quite far, eh. We are, not like in Europe or in, let's say, in America. When they are fully controlled, for example, owned by the Jews, so, would you expect that they will allow him, to express his sentiments
against them?
So, of course, they will not allow, no?
Is this the first time na nilabas ni Bobby yung ganyang problema niya?
Oo, kasi si Bobby, usually, he's a secretive man, or he's kind of a recluse.
Oh.
And or they say, pero actually, he's not.
Uh-huh.
That's what the media just want to project. But in general, he does not want to be in media.
Yes.
Or to have interviews. Otherwise, he would ask compensation. It's okay with him, but he asks compensation. Not this time, because he did not mind not getting compensation for such an interview, because in return, what he just wants is to expose this criminality that was inflicted on him.
What are his hopes? Bakit sa Pilipinas yung opisyal niyan na magagaling sa Pilipinas na maisiwalat siya sa
Pilipinas? Kasi nga, ang sinasabi ko nga, at least here in the Philippines, hindi nga tayo masyadong nai-influence ng mga Ujo.
Walang control sila sa
akin. Mayroon din, I'm sure mayroon. Let's not be naive. Pero at least, hindi masyadong ganon. Mm-hmm. Pero, for example, no, in 1996, yung in-introduce na ni Bobby Fischer, yung Fischer Random,
uh-huh.
I should have been one of the participants, the protagonist.
Uh-huh.
That was supposed to be in Buenos Aires. We were in Buenos Aires, Argentina already at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same people, same group, they sabotage it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you know, with all the trouble that we went there in Buenos Aires, and then the mask did not push through.
No.
Oh, you see? Oh. Malalim talaga yung ano nila kay Bobby.
So, in Eugene, finally then, we expect more to come out of these troubles that Bobby is facing.
Yeah, I think we expect more of Bobby now, news and his exposure of his enemies, because he, I think the last, this last thing that happened to him, he was really very upset, you know. He felt like,
very obvious.
Parang very obvious, hindi ba, yung galit niya. Parang talagang, kung babae ka nga, ni-rape ka, o parang na-burgerize yung bahay mo, na parang legalized.
No.
Legalized burglary.
Well, okay, Eugene, thank you for coming, ano. We're honored dahil, ito yung umpisa pa lamang dito pa ng Texas sa Bombo
Radio. Ito pa, okay, ang history ito sa Bombo Radio. Marami pa talaga ang Bombo Radio, okay, ha?
Marami pa naman, okay.
Welcome,
okay, bye. Mga kaibigan, magbabalik po tayo sa ating second part after Bombo Balitan Noontime Edition.
Bombo Hanay, Bombo Dao! Santa Lita, Kisyo, Wala, Sir Kisyo Kudiko, nagkakaisang nag-arasan mo. Walang sinisino-sino, walang kinapatakutan sa bala ng katotohanan. Pinakikinggan, pinaninimalaan. Ito ang Bombo Radio Philippines. Kasa Radio! Bombo!
Bombo Radio! Bombo Radio, numero uno, sa servizyo publiko, numero uno, sa puso ng mga Pilipino. Ah!